Yeah, big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived.
Love
Big
it.
Talking brewskis with Marissa Smith.
Yeah. Hey guys, happy Friday! This is Big Talkin' Brewskis. I'm Marissa Smith. I've got Rodney Daniels with me.
What's up, guys? Happy Friday. It's Big Talkin' Brewskis time.
All right. I got AJ Mattioli with me.
Yes, yes. Nice to be here again. Love being here.
And I also have Victor Vonardo.
Hello, everybody. That song at the top was so funny. I've never heard that before. How long have you had that?
Like 2 years.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No, you just never pay attention.
Yeah, I get excited every time I hear it. I'm like, oh, yeah. I've never heard that.
I had it made for me. It was a deal on Fiverr.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Fiverr is great for stuff like that. I have gotten a few strange things on Fiverr.
That's like really like how much did you wind up after everything said and done?
Well, there's also a music video.
I didn't know that.
It's on YouTube and it's on our it's on YouTube. It's Big Talkin' Brewskis with Marissa Smith by Tyler Barker. And it was really reasonable. It was like super reasonable.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So you found them
on Fiverr.
They just happened to be like did you research like New York?
So basically I was looking for an intro song and I wanted like a hip hop song, and then I told him a couple of songs that I wanted it to feel like, and then I told him what the show is about and he came up with a rap based on that.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah.
I approve so much.
I've gotten like logos and stuff for like films, and like when I need like something transferred from like, you know, a JPEG to a PNG or something like that.
But right.
Like, not like a full mixed, like,
He wrote it. I opted for the music video. It would have been cheaper without the music video, but I feel like you can't have a song without a music video.
No.
So right. It's just yeah. Exactly. They just go together.
No, it's him. It's him singing the song.
Oh, it's like him doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like in the studio?
Yeah.
Like in the studio music
video?
Yeah,
and he's like in a studio and he's at like a mic like this and he's just like big talking brewskis. And I'm like, yeah, that's me.
What a great way to make money too. Like, oh, I'm just gonna like write these raps for like random people, and then I'm gonna make music videos starring me.
Like,
and you're
gonna
pay me
exactly. Exactly.
I want to go to Fiverr and make a music video about just random things. Just make a music video about this Wikipedia page.
He's on vacation now, but when he comes back, I'm sure he'll do it.
That's really cool.
For real.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. So, Rodney, how was your week?
My week was cool. I just worked, and then I was working out, and I, like, pulled a muscle on my back, and,
and then
that shit was just, like, I was out for, like, days.
Is it working out when you're having fun?
Right. Right, so there goes my New Year's resolution.
Fuck the gym.
When did you get hurt?
Like a week ago.
Okay.
Like Saturday.
So you really only had like a resolution like for 3 weeks, is what you're telling us.
Yeah.
It was like really a week.
It was like really a week. Like I started 2 weeks late.
Yeah. he was trying to find his resolution.
Right? So then I worked out for a week and then like pull the muscle. It's like
you did what you could.
Yeah,
you did what
you know.
You tried your best.
I tried my best. You know, you get to a certain age, it's just like, you know, work out. Nah. No. Or pull a muscle. No, I think I'm good. I think I'm good. I need my back for other things.
Yeah.
So you're just giving up for life? Is that it? For life, you're like, done.
No, I'm done. No, I might go back next week. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. We'll see.
So, AJ, how was your week?
Pretty good. I got to I run every once in a while. I run a show down at this bar called Bazaar. It's a very queer-oriented bar. And I got to do it's a show called Failure by one of my friends, Ragamuffin. And it's just every month they do it, and it's a more serious kind of drag event than other drag events. And it deals with you know, silly things, and other times it'll deal with like Shakespeare and what's going on like within a community with Shakespeare as like an outlet. And it's really just kind of interesting, and you see like drag performers performing to speeches as opposed to performing to music videos. So like Ragamuffin does this performance to a JFK speech, and it's like this modern dance piece. So it's a little bit more artsy than what my normal drag
stuff
gives me, which I love. But it's kind of more of an art space. So that's always that was last night, and that's always like a really kind of fun night for me.
Where's the venue? Yeah.
It's over on Jefferson Street in Brooklyn, in Bushwick.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Bazaar. I think it's actually called Bazaar Bushwick.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I mean, they give so many different queers like a space to. They've let me film there for free. Like they are really queer friendly and great. So like it's always nice to work there, and that's always like a nice highlight for my week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I go to a show there every once in a while, Satanic Bingo.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they have shows like Satanic Bingo.
What exactly is Satanic Bingo?
It's bingo run by Satan.
Does the host dress like Satan?
Yes, she does.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I don't know if you know Catherine Dunn. You may know her a little bit. Actually, she co-produces my stand-up show. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right, cool. So, Victor, how was your week?
My week was incredible. Let me tell you, my was so good. Although I got to be honest, like one of my favorite things that happened this week is I just started working with a company. I'm like in between producing television gigs right now. Like I just got off the Love and Hip Hop show, and now I'm just like just trying to decide what I'm doing.
Which,
and I'm doing
which
like,
Love and Hip Hop show?
One of the spinoffs called Leave It to Stevie.
Oh, Leave It to Stevie.
Stevie J got so popular that they gave him his own show. So I was producer on that show.
Awesome.
Don't tell anybody. It's garbage. Anyway,
we'll have to edit that part out.
Anyway,
I'm just kidding.
We're live.
No, but it's the delicious kind of garbage that you like to watch.
It's yummy. Yeah. It's like Starburst.
It is. It's like Starburst is garbage. It is. Anyway, yeah. So
just corn syrup and food color. Go on.
So while I'm before I do like another show, I'm usually like looking around for like, you know, little odd jobs and work to do as far as like producing, editing, directing, whatever. And so this company hired me to design these tutorial videos, and they made me sign a NDA. So I can't
non-disclosure
you know,
agreement.
Exactly.
Go on.
Sign an NDA to not you know, tell who the company is and what their a special way of doing these videos is, and it is so dumb. It is like so dumb and so unnecessary. Like now that I know everything that they're doing, I'm just like, you guys are not inventing the wheel. In fact, you've just got a wheel.
Wheel still has square edges.
Gonna play an old wheel. That's all you're doing. And they're just like, oh, it's cutting edge. And I'm like, sure, okay.
Yeah, sometimes the things that I'm asked to sign like NDAs for, I'm like, really? Like, I'm like, I've worked with like politicians before, and I didn't have to sign an NDA. And like, your little indie film, I promise you, no one's trying to steal this idea. No one cares about your idea. Even after it's done edited and on the shelves, still no one's gonna give a shit. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, no one wants you. Like, but people think. It's always with the newbies, I feel, like, oh, like, NDAs, like, they're like, oh, yeah, it's my first script signed, and I'm like, it's your first script and your last one, because it's this nonsense right here.
Yeah, like, it's like you are not winning an Oscar with this. Yeah, like,
completely ridiculous.
Oh, looks like Rain is on.
She's here.
Oh, Rain is here.
Oh, excellent.
She's here, but I think the doors are locked.
Oh, yeah, just let Rain know that Matt's coming to. Should I be calling Rain her or them, or I don't know what to call.
Why don't we ask Rain?
We will ask Rain when Rain gets here. Yeah. I just like to do a little research on the top.
Yeah, no, I mean, And, like, she just doesn't believe in gender, and it's all about the intention behind it.
Right,
but respects,
right.
You know, the fact that, like, for me, gender's very important, you know, so we'll always, you know, give me the proper pronouns and stuff because it's important to me, but...
Right, right.
For her personally, she doesn't give a
what
shit.
What do you prefer to be called as?
He and him. Yeah. Which is, you know, nice and fun, and I actually was rocking a little bit... I have a lot of friends on the West Coast that... In pictures, my fuzz wasn't showing up, so today, finally, it was showing up in pictures, and it was, like, patchy, and once I was able to take some pictures, I, like, shaved it all off, and then...
I was going to say, you don't have any fuzz
right
now. Yeah,
I know, it was, like, nice, it was, like, coming in, and then I, very nice.
Nice.
And then I walked in today, and the security guard said, hi, sir, yes. And I was like, okay, I still pass as a boy without the scruff, so, yeah, it was great. You're going to have to...
Oh, we got a lighter ring. There you go.
What just happened?
We also have, Rain, if you need cups, we have champagne flutes.
I used to be the coolest of my friends, and then I met Rain, and now I realize I'm just a loser. I'm like, damn it.
You're not a loser.
I'm like, I opened it with, like, a lighter, and you, like, opened it with another bottle. Like, you just one-up me, motherfucker.
Lighter's cool. It's dangerous. I mean, if some shit goes wrong, you might light your hard root beer on fire.
Fair.
So we've got Rain Dove with us.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Rain, how you doing?
I'm all right. I just I'm late because I got locked inside my apartment.
Yeah,
we saw the video.
I've been like complaining about like, oh no, what if I'm homeless? What happens? You know, as a model, you're constantly moving around. You don't really have like a committed space. Commitment's a big issue for you. And I got locked inside my apartment, and I realized I might have a home forever. This is where
I will never get out.
It was terrible. I felt so bad for being late, but I also was like already writing like my death will. I was like, someone can have my matching pair of socks.
How did you end up getting out?
Well, I ended up unscrewing the entire door.
Oh, wow.
The door, I just, like, unscrewed the hinges because they're from the inside,
right.
You know? And I laid the, I swung the door out and then kind of, like, it did this weird crooked lay down thing. And then... I knocked on the door of the person who is, like, lending the space, who was downstairs. They're not really the person lending the space. They're, like, the maintenance person of the building. And I was just, like... Hey, and they just do not speak like English is not a language, and I only speak French, and that's not a language for them either. So it was a very difficult like conversation, but I just
like me door is broco.
I had to bring him upstairs and be like, hey, and they were just like, oh, and I was like, hi. So I don't know what's gonna happen when I get back. There may be a door. There may not be a door.
You know, just live in the moment. You got hard root beer and red wine. We're doing it.
I was like, okay, well, worst comes to worst, they're going to steal something of value, you know, just to compensate their time. So I took the nice bottle of wine and brought it for you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You handled it way better than me. I would be like, at this point, I'd be in the corner of the apartment crying. Like,
oh, yeah.
Probably naked because I would be sweating from a panic attack. And that's how you would find me. Just fetal position, naked, crying. Asking where my mom is. That's how I would handle
Wait,
that.
Do you know how to use a fire escape? Today I realized I did not know how to use a fire escape.
Doesn't the thing this pull down at the bottom?
But they're usually painted so many times and
that
like,
they don't work.
That they don't work. Because, like, yeah, so like a lot of times, like, because even the apartment I'm at my right now, we have, it's a backyard, but you can only get to the backyard from the fire escape. So I was like, yo, fuck this. That was a backyard. I'm like,
yeah.
And like, me and like, my roommates who, you know, are relatively, I mean, they're gay boys, but they're definitely bigger mask for mask gay boys.
Mask for mask.
And we were, like, jamming and jamming, and it was not moving. I was like, well, this is where we die, everybody. Because we don't have a smoke alarm because we all smoke. Like, we're like, yeah, well, we all have to get out of the apartment.
I have a fire escape, and it works, but I found out because I had a creepy neighbor once who got locked out of his apartment, and he came up to my apartment. He's like, hey man, I'm your creepy neighbor. He was super creepy. And he's like, I wanna come through your house and take the fire escape down to the back of the house and then get in my apartment. And I was like, well, I don't know. but we ended up doing it because I checked with the super, and apparently it was all good.
Oh, so. Okay.
I had, when I lived in Manhattan, our next door neighbor passed away, and she was in there for like long enough where
it started they had being like a little oh. ripe.
Like, yeah, it started being a little ripe, and like it got to the point where someone like smelt it and was like, "Hey, something's not right in 3A. Like, what's going on?"
Oh shit!
And like it was like, you know, I work weird hours. My ex was an actress, so like we would be sleeping in the middle of the day. Middle of the day, like 3 o'clock, firemen were ringing, buzzing 3A. No one's obviously answering. They come up to fire escape.
Her spirit opened the door.
They come up to fire escape. I guess they couldn't get into her apartment, so they were like, let's just knock on this other window. They will pound. I slept through the whole fucking thing because I go into like a coma. And my ex was like, it's nice to know that firemen literally came into our apartment, had a conversation with us, like with me. Left the apartment, I locked behind, and then they went, and you didn't wake up at all. And I was like, I never said I was a hero when I'm sleeping. I'm like, you have to yell loud. She's like, what happens like, if it's like a robber or a burglar? I'm like,
shake me, bitch.
I'm like, you're just going to be mad at me while I'm asleep, which might have been a big problem in our relationship. Even when I was asleep, I was in trouble.
Those dead in the apartment stories always remind me of one of my favorite news stories where this woman, she was a hoarder, and she was like telling the police like she couldn't find her son, her adult son. And then the police, like when they were cleaning out her house, they in one of the rooms they cleaned out and they found her son who had been there.
Oh my god.
But was dead. Oh, and wow. Then, god. Then the police said that he was unresponsive. But it turns out he was a skeleton at that point because it had been
my god.
15 years.
Was she had seen
wait,
her
like
son
positive
in 15
thinking though.
She had 15 years.
Maybe
and he was
home.
There in the apartment the whole time.
Yeah. But what was she
how
smelling?
How much shit does she have?
Quite a bit, I would say.
Yeah, there's got to be a couple of dead pets. If she's got a dead human, she probably just throws like a
to be
cat.
Fair, though, they only really need a few boxes and you can hide a body real good right there. You know what I mean? Like, boxes you just don't want to touch, you could be like, oh, I don't know. I haven't seen them in a long time.
Yeah, That's crazy.
So, Rain, other than getting locked in your apartment, like, how was your week?
Oh, it's so exciting. I'm working on an awesome project with AJ here. And it's actually the project that I talked to you about last time I was here. And I just shot with BuzzFeed today. It's Fashion Week. So, you know, I'm doing sit-ups. And I'm like, why am I doing sit-ups? Why am I conforming to society? But then I go do sit-ups again. Yeah, it's just been really busy. I feel like I've just been lily padding all over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
this
that's
is just
awesome.
Like my New York is my biggest lily pad. I stay here the longest, you know, and then I hop all over the place.
So like since you're lily padding, like what is your favorite place to lily pad?
Ooh, I just went to Mexico and I went to Cancun. But I wanted to go into this one amazing place called Coba, which are one of the last Mayan ruins that you can climb. And it's in the middle of the jungle. It's very untouched. The town is like literally 4 or 5 buildings, and they aren't really even buildings. They're just, you know, structures. It's just absolutely beautiful. And the water was beautiful and the people were beautiful and the food was amazing. I bought like 4 gilt hammocks like because I, you know, I don't really need a hammock, but like that's the only thing they had to sell there really. And people would really try to sell you and they'd be special price for you, my friend.
Yeah.
And you're like, really? For me?
For friends.
And then, you know, and you can't linger. Like, you know, these are beautifully made things and you want to stare at them, but if you stare at them for more than 3 seconds, you know, they're on you. And you have to, you feel like you should buy it because you're like, wow, like, you know, I feel like it's the only way to do something because you can't give money out to people because you get mobbed. And then I got mugged at gunpoint on my way back home.
Jesus Christ. God.
For the first time in my life, it was a pretty cool experience.
So where were you robbed at gunpoint?
I was headed to the airport. A friend of mine.
In Mexico?
In Mexico, yeah.
Okay.
I was headed to the airport to go back home. And my friend and I got separated because we were taking 2 separate flights. I was headed to a job in Vegas. They were headed to New York. And I went to a terminal. They told me I was at the wrong terminal and that I needed to take a cab to get to the next, to the appropriate one. And they were like, it's $30 American. And I'm like, geez, I don't even pay $30 American to take an Uber home in New York City, like, right. Yeah, you know, from JFK, like, one of the most expensive places in the world. And I don't mean to nickel and dime y'all. I understand y'all are going through a hard time, but that's just, that's just inappropriate. Yeah. So I threw up my hands in outrage and said what few Spanish words I knew in outrage, a lot of chicken and a lot of pregnant.
No pollo. Yeah.
A lot of bathroom. Baño. This is baño. Well, it made sense to me. I was like, it's the closest thing I can say. This is shit. Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Baño.
Absolutely. Shit, then, motherfucker, cocksucker.
This person comes cruising up real slow and totally unmarked cab. Definitely, you know, partially held together with duct tape. But I was like, hey, you know, why not? And they were like, hey, are they trying to rip you off, my friend? And I'm like, that's the same voice that was selling the hammocks. I could trust them. Those are good hammocks. And I got into the, you know, I got into the cab, and about 15 minutes away from the final terminal, they pulled over, and they were just like, hey, a lot of people ripped me off, you know. Do you have any cash on you? I just need to make sure you can afford this ride. I don't take card. And I was like, why didn't you ask me that ahead of time? But that's
right.
Fine.
Right.
So I like go and I start like looking through. He's like, oh, can you show me? And I was like, sure. And I go and pull out my wallet and I had my head down. And when I looked up, they were holding a little tiny pistol through the – there was like, you know, a makeshift plexiglass thing, yeah, through the hole. And they were just like, you know, hand over the wallet. They wanted my they asked me if I had anything else valuable or am I wearing any jewelry. They made me do the thing with the wrist. And then they asked for my phone. And for some reason, when they were holding that on me, my first thought wasn't that I was getting mugged. My first thought was that I was getting kidnapped. I was like, all right, all of a sudden, every single kidnapping movie that's ever, like, I've ever watched flashes through my head. And I'm like, be friendly, be calm. Get them on your side. So, like, my face is very calm. And then they asked me for my phone, and this tells you that I'm a millennial. I was like, hey, actually, you know, well, I have a gun in my face. For some reason, my, like, little oversense took over, and I was like, hey, actually, we can track your phone in the U.S. We have special things on our phones, and we can also shut it down remotely, so you won't be able to get any money from it, and I really need it. And he's like, I really need it too. And I'm like, I know, but you won't be able to use it. And he's like, okay, fine, you can keep your phone. So this is the only thing. Because I was like, I don't remember the password to my Instagram. Like, I can't start over.
God, isn't that shit the worst? I got a new phone like a month ago because I left my phone in a cab. I had to put everything in. Like
it's terrible.
It's terrible.
We don't remember.
We don't remember shit.
Sheep jelly bean 37. You're like,
right.
What?
That's got to be a number and like a capital letter. I'm dyslexic.
My iCloud, I still don't know what the iCloud is, but I know that I can't sign into it. That's all I know. Which is, I don't know how to use it, so I guess I don't know reason to. But every time I'm on my phone, it's like, what's your iCloud? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Stop judging me, phone.
Or you do get, like, the password right, and it's like, you got the password right, but in order to verify that you're the real person, sign into your Gmail. And you're like, damn it!
Not the Gmail!
It just is a gift that keeps on not giving.
No, like, I think that, like, if I, like, got kidnapped, like, my first instinct would be to, like, throw up and shit on myself. Like, that's my first, because, like, nobody wants to touch someone that's, like, disgusting. Like, you know what
can
I mean?
You just do
I thought it was
want.
Out of fear. I was just going to be like, what an honest admission.
I can throw up pretty easily.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I almost throw up every morning.
Oh.
Because, like...
Oh.
Wait, what?
No, like,
we
like
both
brushing
wanna
my
be
teeth.
Like, oh, that's a talented, but at the same time, we're like...
Because, like, I get, like, a... Like, I don't... Like, my dentist tells me that I have, like, anxiety about things, like, going down my throat. So, like...
I don't.
You don't, honey. But, like, when I brush my teeth, like, I just start, like... as soon as I get to like my back teeth, so like literally like every morning I dry heave. But like if I think about brushing my teeth, I can start I can get myself to almost throw up.
Maybe you should be an actor and you should just do scenes
where
they have to
throw up. Yeah, I could
that's
totally
a,
do
that's
that.
A specialty thing, and you could actually they wouldn't have to CGA. You know, it'd be the real deal. People would pay for authenticity. I know I would.
It's just like
if I were a director.
Just tell me what foods do you want to see come out, and I'll eat it. And then I just start thinking about like brushing my teeth and like. Like,
so you should. What that's called in the King community is Roman showers.
Roman what? Showers?
Roman showers.
Ooh. Yeah, because you have like golden showers.
Oh, and that's a Roman shower.
Well, that's Romanist.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe
very Rococo.
Have, like,
what is
you.
It called when they poop on you?
That's scat.
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 That sounds like jazz.
I know. Scat I'm like. Yeah, you I'm like when you're throwing the poop, is it like scat, like the jazz?
It's like your ass is like a bass player. Like,
but wait, does that mean that if
or
it's like,
tutor.
Does that mean that if it's like diarrhea, it's
tutor.
Like glooping? You know, like Augustus Gloop, he fell into the chocolate, you know,
oh God.
River,
wow,
and
yeah.
it came out, and he's crazy. So if it's like watery, is it glooping?
Is it glooping? Oh God, that's
that
horrible.
Sounds very loopy for gloopy. Oh,
gross. How did we even get here? This is.
Yeah, well, no, back to the kidnapping, but that's a good plan if you're getting kidnapped.
Yeah,
just
no.
Just
like throw up, pee, and poo. Like,
again,
that is,
I would
like,
be in the back of the cab, naked, sweating, and crying. Again, do not handle stress.
You don't
well.
Want to get
but
naked in front
know.
Of a kidnapper.
I just give up. I just be like, this is how it's happening now.
No,
now,
it's like
I
for
now
me,
live
like,
in this basement. It's just how it is.
For me,
you,
phase
you don't know.
One
you
of
don't
the
know.
Fight is like making yourself so disgusting that they don't want to touch you, and then that is when you start like trying to find like instruments to try to set them on fire. That is like my stage two.
That's
set
good.
The motherfucker on fire.
Like, I'm way more prepared than I am. I'm a fair. You know, I'm a giver upper. I come from a long line of quitters. It's just good.
But what if you
Victor?
Have performance anxiety?
Especially if you're being kidnapped by like paper mache, then you could. A paper mache man or something like that, then you could easily
no, like I always have a lighter in my pocket. All I need to do is find some sort of fluid that it is flammable. So like
the lighter fluid itself. Light something on fire, shatter your lighter.
Yeah. When I was younger, I used to carry like a little small travel size of like aerosol hairspray with me also. So then, like, yeah.
So you'd have vomit on your chest, shit in your pants, and you would be
like, and then they're
aerosol,
coming for you. It's like, you're a toasty motherfucker.
You watch too much Charlie's Angels.
I think it's because my dad was a cop, and he's like, always be prepared. Someone's going to try to take you, and you can't leave your original location.
But was that your dad's idea, or was that your own blowtorch idea?
Well, no, he gave me knives, and, like, you got to get too close to knives.
Oh, my God.
Knives are really dangerous because you do have to get so close that it can be used against you very easily.
Right.
Also, stabbing through human flesh is extremely difficult because there are a lot, it's a lot of, like, bone matter. It's not that simple.
And muscle is like, I have no upper body strength. What I can do is, spray hairspray and hold a lighter. That, I don't need to be close to you, and you're not coming up on me. Like, I just need to, like, lure you in close enough that you can get in the spray.
Have you ever done that before, though?
I plead the fifth.
Except like, it wasn't, like, criminal. It was probably, like, a bad Tinder date or something like that, you know?
I wanted red wine.
It says it on my profile, damn it!
That's not you in the picture.
Oh, my God.
No, but I'm
not catfishing. You're goldfishing because that is terrible.
Because like I've actually maced myself before, which is why I stopped carrying mace.
It's hard to see where that little like tiny out nozzle is.
Yeah,
and it's so easy to get lost. Yeah, I'm like, with you. There should be a fucking arrow on that thing.
What was the situation that you
Sorry,
maced
I don't
yourself?
Know where.
Well, so I was getting on a bus and. I went to get change out of my pocket, but the change got stuck in the top of the little button thing. So I went to try to slide the change out, but I pressed the button of the mace down too far. And so then I sprayed my pocket. And then when I pulled my hand out, it was like all over. And so like
classic.
I went to, like I was like probably like a, I think I was like maybe like so ninth many. Or 10th grade at this point.
Oh,
and
man.
So like. I'm like in because like my dad only gave me weapons for holidays, so like this was like Christmas present was like you know like legit like military mace,
oh
and
my God.
So like I went and I pulled my hand out of my pocket and I wasn't even close to my face but just like the scent of the mace on my hand and I'm like and I was like to the bus like I can't see I've got change in my pocket and so then he like went and put my hand in the thing he's like drop it and I'm like okay. And then he's like, sit in the front seat. I'll tell you when your school is, because I had the same guy every day. And so, like, a couple of girls from my school were like, Marissa, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I can't see. I maced myself. And so they're like, all right, we're going to get you into the bathroom and wash your hands, and then you got to wash your face. And I'm like, okay. And so, like, they, like, literally, like, took me out of the bus, down the steps, through campus, into, like, the first bathroom, and they were, like, helping me wash my face. Yeah. And, like, I'm, like, I can't. I'm, like, crying. My face is all red. Like, nose, like, had to snot. Go home. Like,
I would have had to go home.
So that day, how many times again, did you throw up? How many times did you throw up that day?
I threw up once.
Oh.
Okay. I threw up once. From the smell. I only had... I didn't have breakfast because, like, I usually had breakfast at school. But, like, yeah, it was, like, one of those things where it's just, like, after. And it's like, oh, my God. Like, everyone in school thinks I'm a prank because I maced myself.
Wait, have you ever been to a protest where they use tear gas or any of those things?
I don't go to protests because I don't like crowds.
Fair.
I don't, everyone, also don't go to
everyone
parades.
Has their own way of, like, working okay. towards a better, you know, better future.
I do it online, like the real heroes.
Hey, you know what? Like, your hands are a tool, and the sacrifice of carpal tunnel for our cause is, you know, everyone. It takes a lot of different way, you know, a lot of different roads to, like, lead to the river. You know, we have to have a lot of different types of activism in order to change something.
Right.
So
right.
Everyone's got their own thing. But I will say that I've been maced a few times during the protests.
Yeah.
It is not a joke.
No,
it is not a joke. They will sit there and they will spray you in the face for 2 or 3 minutes, and it's like this coating of red stuff that just covers you, and you're, and then you get arrested immediately afterwards. So there's no washing it off or anything like that. Jeez. And you sit like that, like in this weird torturous state for literally an hour or two. Anyone who's ever gotten arrested for that, I commend you, because it is not the
fun.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about, like. Like, obviously, you always see footage of protests getting arrested, but I never even thought about, like, the fact that they're not even allowed to wash the chemicals with their body.
Because, like, I see, like, when, it's like, horrible. People get maced and they run over and they, like, America. Pour milk on them or something
milk
like that.
Milk is not even the right thing you're supposed to use. A lot of people say it is milk because, like, you think of it as, like, a taco. You know, you eat a spicy taco, you drink milk. Oh, that's supposed to. But that's not the situation. Milk is not going to help you out with a lot of these chemicals. You need, like, actual... solutions, you know, that fight against them.
Yeah.
That are equally chemical and component, you know.
I mean, I guess maybe if they're using, like, a pepper spray specifically, I feel like milk might help, just because that's what, like, you use when you eat, like, a hot pepper. Like, that's what they say, like, stop drinking water.
But a lot of pepper sprays don't have, like, actual pepper in them.
That's fair.
They're called pepper sprays because they're spicy, like a spicy pepper, but they're just
chemicals. They're just more chemicals. Mm-hmm. More chemicals.
So really they're not specifically, they're not cayenne pepper spray.
I'm like, is that
one? Yeah. I mean,
they're more like ghost pepper.
Like, you know,
ghost
pepper spray. Cream, you know.
Yeah.
These cops ain't serious. They only got jalapeno spray. Let's just roll in there.
It's like, don't you like habanero.
What is
Olivia,
too? We're going to have to notch it up to habanero.
So...
ghost pepper spray. That's kind of racist, though. I mean,
like ghost pepper?
People would be like, they sprayed all these people with ghost pepper spray.
And only the Spanish people survived. It was because they could handle it, which is
that
nice.
That is fucked up, my friend.
Whatever. So, I'm like, I think mayonnaise is spicy, so I'm white, and it's fine.
I really love spicy food, and I have a hard time because I do have, like, a lot of people that I date. For some reason, the people I date, they're really hot. Like,
yeah, that's true.
In the mind or in the body, but then the taste buds, it's not there. And then I dated somebody from the Dominican Republic.
Right. You could take the people
and
I
almost
have
everything
to
almost died. Yeah. I literally almost died. It was crazy. Like, their level, like, I mean, not saying that everyone from the Dominican Republic can handle a high level of spice, but this person and their family, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Like, I mean, it was like even like they had like these flans, and they were spicy. It was
flan
very strange.
Supposed to be very bland though. It's like caramel.
Yeah, but they put all these oils on it.
I've never had a spicy flan.
It was really interesting. Like, everything was spicy. It was like a Thanksgiving dinner that, like,
I'm only dating bland Hispanics apparently.
I mean, you can apparently eat some stuff that's so spicy you hallucinate. Have you ever heard of this?
That's amazing.
That's the ghost pepper, right?
Fear that.
Yeah. That yeah, that's the ghost pepper is like kind of crazy.
Like when did like kids stop going from the pepper challenge where like they would just burn their throat a little bit, but it was temporary, to like the Tide challenge? Like
that's
like,
when
I feel like at least they were at least consuming food still at that point. Maybe very spicy food, but it was still food.
What's
and then
the Tide
they were like,
challenge?
The Tide,
eating the fucking Tide
Pod.
Will you eat a Tide Pod?
Yeah.
Who does that?
Idiots.
But people
that's
don't actually eat them.
That's Darwinism at its
they just
best.
They just put them in their mouth and see how long they can have them in there while they're foaming and doing their thing that they normally would do on the washing machine.
I think they should
which
eat
is
them
messed
and
up,
die.
But
that's
still.
What I think.
No, never wish
Darwinism.
Death on anyone. Never wish death on anyone.
I'm not. Darwin is. Like, when you start eating Tide Pods and dying, like, Darwin is weeding the herd.
Where are these parents?
Funny. I had never actually researched what the Tide Pod thing was because I was like, do I need to go down another rabbit hole and find out what this is? Because everyone's like, Tide Pod. And I was like, no, I'm going to leave this one alone. And now that I know, I'm so glad I didn't.
I thought people were actually eating them, though. When I did hear this, I did think that people are actually swallowing.
Some of them are, though. So, like, people have died from it. Like, some of them are, like, actually eating them. Yeah.
It's crazy. I'm like, sometimes I feel like I'm very dumb, and then things like this happen. I'm like, I'm a fucking genius. I will never eat soap.
Or just
soap.
Common sense. Like,
and I'm also like, where were these parents when they were kids and cursing? Because I got a lot of soap in my mouth, and I would never, like, as an adult, be like, or like after 14, be like, I'm going to now eat
laundry
soap
detergent
on purpose.
Yeah.
I mean, any kind. You know, I had the bar soap. You know, I cursed a lot as a child.
But that all comes down to validation. I mean, we're a planet that's 7.1 billion people and growing. And the more people we have, the more lonely we feel, because it's hard to feel unique or special or find our niche. And I think everybody does their thing to be, remembered. Or to be known. And that's one of those things where it's like, I'm taking a risk. Ha ha! Look at me, I'm so funny. And it just comes down to the fact that they didn't get enough pats on the butt. They didn't get enough love. They didn't get enough anything.
They're short on hugs.
Get out there. Aww. Give your daily hug goes.
So now I'm going to like switch things up a little bit, but so I sent for our audience that doesn't know how the show goes down, I send out a group message to all of our guests, like kind of giving
out the secrets right now.
I am because
it's
like,
all natural, these conversations.
I know. But like I give out a group message to everyone. Trying to like give the ins and outs. Hey, what time you're booked? Like who's on the show? This and the other thing. And so I did that for this group. And for people that don't know, AJ is a trans man. And
I am. This is not all natural.
It is natural. It's the way that AJ was born. And so I gave out a group message just kind of like saying like, hey, like, what are your preferred gender pronouns? And like Victor is a guest and he didn't know that I had a trans person on. But like my whole way of starting that conversation of like, this is something that's going to happen was just kind of be like, oh, what's everyone's gender pronouns? So that like we were kind of all on the same page without me being like, hey, guess what? There's a trans man on the show. It's like, no, like, what are your preferred gender pronouns? So then you get that out in the open and everybody's just like, oh, okay. Like, this is how we're rolling. And so Victor is a very hilarious comedian that I've known for many, many years. He did what he does and he made a joke of it. And Victor's joke was,
I don't remember exactly what I said, but something about my I'd like to be addressed as his highness. That's what I said.
Like, yeah, I think he's like, oh, my preferred gender pronoun is his excellency or something.
Oh,
like
his excellency.
Yeah. And so then.
That's better.
Your highness, of course.
We're workshopping it. Yeah. Right?
So, and then AJ had commented that joke sucked for trans people.
Because I like to be problematic as often as possible.
Right. Which is just like, oh, I'm a trans man. I'm being oppressed by a black albino. Like, that's...
Oppression comes in all forms.
It's like, you cisgender fuck. But, like... But so now one of the things that we were going to and you guys are coming into behind all the smoke and mirrors because we discussed what we're going to talk about. One of the things you want to talk about, AJ, is why that joke was problematic for trans people.
Yeah, I think so
I set the stage.
I like to I always like to preface everything with anything I say is mirroring or reflecting what's right now happening in the trans community, what's happening in the LGBT community, but I do not obviously speak for all of them. I'm also very, I'm not easily triggered when it comes to my transness. I don't wear a binder because I'm fine with people seeing that I have breasts. It doesn't affect me in a physical way where it affects people of different stages in their transition. So for me, I'm in a situation where I can explain why things are problematic without actually being insulted, which I think is why a lot of trans people don't get as far, because with due right, they get insulted very, very fast with due right, and they don't have the patience to explain. So one of the reasons that's problematic when you ask someone what their gender pronoun is and they reply with something funny like "Your Majesty," something of that sort. It automatically makes trans people feel like their gender is a joke because you've made a joke out of it. So even if I'm like, I would love to be called like the king all the time, to answer it when it comes into pronoun world automatically puts trans people in a defensive mode of like, oh, you think it's funny, but it's not because I've worked so hard for my
identity. Right.
But a lot of people do that. I went to a kink conference last year, and when you walk into the conference, they give you a name tag, and it says pretty much your name, your role, essentially, if you're a top or a bottom, and then it says your gender pronouns. And anytime you, because even though it's a predominantly heterosexual space, it's very queer friendly, and anytime someone that comes in that's not LGBT and is cisgender, and they write something like "Your Majesty," immediately someone at the front desk will take their name tag, rip it up, and be like, "Now write it appropriately," in order to make everyone feel very included. So just little things like that I think in a decade from now we're going to be able to like really say and laugh about in the trans community, but right now it's just not. We're not there yet. And I think personally, you're probably there yet. You're probably there where, like, you respect trans people and comedians in New York, especially living in New York City, like, everyone kind of does respect trans people, which is why I also accepted jokes as opposed, like, if you were, like, we were in Alabama right now and you said that shit, I'd be like,
"Oh, we're going to fight.
Yeah. Oh, we're gonna have words, motherfucker." But, like, in New York City, I know automatically.
Like,
that
he's,
you're most
a comedian,
likely,
he's a comedian, and, like, we're
he's
just.
With you.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I also. I'm a
and
big
not even,
avid.
Like, fucking with you. He's just fucking around. He was actually fucking with me, I believe.
No, totally. No, totally. And I think that. I think we also. My mom very much raised me for the take it from who it comes. If it's someone that you don't respect and they call you stupid, don't get insulted because fuck them. You don't even respect them, so who cares? But if someone that you admire calls you stupid, then there is a reason to then reflect and look at it. So it's taking it from who it comes. When a New York City comedian makes a joke like that, I just thought it would be good for the show kind of to talk about that because you do have listeners outside of New York City.
Right.
But yeah, so that's a little
bit.
But
that's like something that, and this is why like I love having you on, and I love having Rain on, and I love having like trans people on, just because like I was reading an article and something less than like 10% of you can keep laughing, Victor.
I am laughing.
Keep laughing. But like less than 10% of the U.S. population has ever come in contact with a trans person.
That's crazy.
Which I think is crazy because, like, I'm going to date myself, but, like, when I was, like, a teenager and I was coming up in the club scene and I was a club kid, like, back in the 90s, and, like, all of my club friends were trans, and I can't even tell you how many trans women saved me from bad situations in a club when I was like 15, 16 years old.
That's awesome.
And like, and so for me, it's just like, yeah, it's like trans people. All right. Like, yeah, it's like, yeah, it's not, it's never been a thing for me. And it's like, in anything, it's just like, all right, like these are like, these are just more people. And like, they were kind of like always my big sisters in like a club setting. And like, you know, like taught me how to do my makeup, taught me how to dress. And like, you know, I'd like, I'd come in and I was planning my outfit for a whole week and I think I'm looking good. And I go, and girl, what is this? And I'm just like, but I spent all week on it. It's just like, with that eyeshadow. It's just like, and
I
like,
think it's definitely a very New York thing. I mean, if you think about it, even the the Jewish population, like, you know, I have friends that come in from other states that they're like, until I was in New York, I never met a Jewish person. I'm like, I don't think I've dated a Gentile in a decade. Like, I don't even know what a, like, what? Like, how do you not know Jewish people? Like, it's so...
Like, where are their tails? Like,
you could barely see their horns.
It's because they're yamical.
But I always find that crazy. So, like, yeah, I guess if you think there's definitely more Jewish people, I would say, percentage-wise, that we know at this point versus trans people. And the fact that, like, so many people haven't met a Jewish person, I guess, yeah, if you think of it that way, there's less trans people, so chances are they haven't met a trans person. And also, like, these areas outside of New York, like, even if you are trans, like, you might not be telling anybody. So it kind of goes into that whole, like, spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of, like, when the whole bathroom bill came up, you know, everyone was like, I don't want to piss next to a trans person. I'm like,
you already have,
motherfucker. Like, what do you think? We've been holding it in for the last fucking 200 years? Like,
yeah. But, like, that's the thing that's so crazy to me is that there's, like, there's nothing on the sexual spectrum that hasn't already happened. So, like, there's been trans people since the beginning of human sexuality. So, like, what are you so uptight for? Yeah. Like, it makes no sense to me. And I guess, like, also because, like, my family background kind of, like, leans more towards, like Native American traditions. So, like, you know, like, they're, like, trans.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, The two-spirit people have always had a place in, like, Native American culture. And so, like, I kind of, like, grew up understanding that and understanding, like, yeah, like, there's like, men, there's women, and there's two-spirit people. So, like, it's just kind of, like...
And within the Native American culture, and correct me if I'm wrong, because it might be one of those, like, internet memes that you just read and, like, oh, that's cool, so I want to believe it. But, like, you know, like, I'm like, yeah, maybe that's true. That most Native American... Most Native American cultures didn't decide on a gender for their kid for a while. Like, it was more like everyone, like, at least clothes-wise, like, kind of everyone kind of dressed themselves. Like
the children was, like, very similar.
Yeah, they, like, let them
kind
of grow up and,
and choose their own.
And choose their identity.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, not really off-topic, but this totally weird phenomenon in one of the places in Africa that there's, like, these 12-year-old girls who, like, all of a sudden their balls drop.
That's actually the Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic, okay.
Don't put that on us.
Wait, like, what?
So there, I can't remember what the Spanish translation is, but essentially the English meaning is, like, girls until, like, teenagers or something like that. And so there's like an epidemic in the Dominican Republic where I think due to the diet of, like, the parents and the children, that babies that are genetically boys aren't getting enough nutrition to kind of, like, subsidize the hormones necessary to continue reproduction as a male.
Jesus.
And so what happens is that even though genetically they are male and they might be born with male genitalia, because they don't have the nutrition to further the development of the penis and the testicles and all of, like, the male reproductive system, that they kind of are born male, then for the rest of their adult, like their early years, they kind of present as female. And then when they become pubescent and they get that surge of hormones, then they start showing male sex attributes. And so, like, then their testicles start descending. They start showing signs of, like, a relatively small penis. And
so I just need to eat better, essentially, is what you're saying. And then maybe my... They'll drop.
You know. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Give me a smoothie.
What are you eating, though?
Fuck.
What do you gotta eat?
I mean... I'd eat fucking quinoa to stop a period. What the fuck?
Like, I've got like 10,000 questions. Probably 10,000. But let's start. Let me start back in responding to what you were talking about, AJ. Actually, you let me off easier than I let myself off. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because me as a comedian, I deal with a lot of risque material. And growing up as a person who is a black albino, I've been around white people when they don't know someone black is around, and I've heard shit. And so
shit, you know our secrets.
I'm saying that when I'm performing on stage, it's always important to me, like if I'm making a joke, either A, to know my audience really, really well, or B, to make sure there's no room for a misinterpretation. Because I feel like if you're doing some sort of joke and the joke is, hey, this is okay because everybody knows I'm not really like that, right? That's not good enough because there's some people who get the wrong message. And so, like, if I said something that you were offended by, it's me because I know who I am inside, and if I'm not projecting that, then that's my fault. Mm. I mean, in some cases, you can't control what people are offended by, but in this case, you can, like, examine what happened and be like, yeah, Victor, you did this thing. And that's why I was like, hey, I'm totally open to talking about it, and if I've offended you, of course there's no intention, but I understand that my words might have offended you, because that's how I responded. I'm just like, I totally get that, because I mean,
Marissa said something very problematic at the opening of this conversation, so I can call her out, too, so we can all be equally shitty.
Call me out.
What did I say? But see, here's the thing, though. Neither Marissa or myself, although you are telling us like those things might be problematic. Like Marissa said something that was problematic, but even calling someone out on someone when their intent is trying to do a positive thing,
of course.
Sometimes you do things that you don't know that they might be problematic, but you've heard that this might be the positive thing to do, and so you're trying to do the positive thing.
And I think that happens a lot with let's take Nick Jonas, for example. When we had after the Pulse massacre, we had a big vigil in New York City, and Nick Jonas is not an LGBT person, but he does a lot for our community. He happened to also be dropping an album like 2 weeks later. He did not plan the fucking Pulse massacre in correlation with his album dropping.
Of course he did. Go on.
Yeah. But like people treated him like he got up to do a speech at the vigil, and like we booed him, and I was like, listen, your intent was to be positive.
I totally
get that.
Sadly,
like, we wanted more gay people, more LGBT activists to be giving speeches. We didn't need to hear from a cis white heterosexual man, but his intention was positive, and I don't feel like booing him was what we needed to do. Like, your intention today when you said, what is your preferred gender pronoun? The intention is great. You're asking me a great question. But in 2018, we've changed it to just what is your gender pronoun, because for me, it's not preferred. It is.
Okay.
There's a prime example. Like, even though, like, for me, I'm like, that's fine. Like, I don't get offended. But outside of New York, where, like, people are hearing these things, you know, it's important that those statements are said correctly. So it's like, what is your gender pronoun as opposed to what is your preferred gender pronoun?
Right.
Actually, you're helping me because I started writing a whole stage bit about this.
I know. I saw like 5 minutes of it. Go on.
Well, that was like me riffing. That wasn't me writing it. But yeah. I mean, just in the same way that, like, say your casual jokes about Latino people or Jewish people would probably upset some Latino or Jewish people. But I know that's not what you meant to do.
Of course.
It's out there in so many ways.
As a person of color, I can offend any person of color.
This is true. Yeah, no, I think that language is, you know, much like discussed in one of my amazing films called Words. Language is always
dropping on Amazon.
Now on Amazon.
It just did, yeah.
I think that words are, language is constantly evolving. Words are constantly changing. The fact that, like, we now, like, now I identify as queer, whereas if you called me queer 7 years ago, I would have fucked you up. Like,
it
was
so,
like,
fucking offensive.
Oh,
like,
my God. Like, so offensive. Like, queer still kind of passed because, like, you know, there was actually queer writers on the show, and it was a non-apologetic queer show.
Could
use a couple more people of color, let's be honest. But it was the 90s, so
can't
the fact
everything.
That
it was the 90s.
But the fact that they had, like, guys butt fucking on top of a sink, I was like,
sneak and watch that when I was 12.
I know. But, like, you know, that was when we started reclaiming the word. But really, like, up until a decade, like, if you said queer, I was, like, I was not down. I was not down. And now it's like, yeah, I'm queer as fuck, like, you know, like.
No, but, and I think that it's important, and I think that these kind of exchanges are important, and that's why, like, I kind of, like, love this show and love having you on, because, like, for me, like, I feel like being, like, a hetero cisgendered person asking
Gross.
A preferred, like, no, but, like, being a cis, like, literally being a cisgendered hetero person asking preferred gender pronoun, I feel like that's being very progressive,
that's
because
amazing.
I feel like
that's
I feel
amazing.
Like most cisgendered people are just be like, oh, she'll be fine with whatever, like, you know what I mean? And it's just like, no, like, that's not right. Like, if someone were to call me a nigger right now and they were white, like, I'm gonna be like, slow your fucking roll. And so, like,
I was about to, so,
like, you know,
how do you told me,
what are you from, Staten Island? You fucking live in a shithole.
I say, like, it with a fist bump too.
but like you know, like, and I feel like all of our struggles are the same struggle. I feel like people of color, their struggle is the same. LGBT people, their struggle is the same. Trans people, their struggle is the same. Although, like, and I can say that there's a lot of nuances that I don't understand, because I feel like being on the outside looking into the LGBT community, LGBTQ now, or whatever, how many other letters there are that I'm missing, that I feel like there are... I feel like the T is not necessarily in the LGBT, like the T is, like, kind of, like, out there, and like, other things that I've noticed is, like, kind of, like, because, like, I go to gay bars with you, and before, it, like, I've been friends with
him.
Oh, my
God, you're gay?
So gay.
I had no idea.
I, like, love taking up the butt, like, all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
Ronnie's gay as fuck. But, like, I think it's, like, strange, kind of, like, I'll go to, like, gay bars, and they're very segregated.
The bars are segregated. Yeah.
They're, like, super
segregated.
And it's just, like, you know something? Us straight people fuck a lot of shit up, but at least our bars are integrated. Like, you know what I mean? It's like you go into a gay bar, it's like 1952, and I'm like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
It's weird.
It's very, like, weird.
All white, all
and
black.
It's like, how
especially
are you?
Especially in Manhattan. As much as I love my Ninth Avenue bars, but, like.
Yeah, but they're all, like, yeah, see, I don't go. Yeah.
It's like, how are you, like.
You could, like, if you have a black friend that's meeting on Ninth Avenue, you could definitely spot them from 10 blocks away.
But, like, that's something
that's
I don't
friend.
Understand, though. It's like, how are you gay and racist? Like, how
it's
does that happen?
Bizarre.
I hate that. That's, like, one of my, like, pet peeves, like, when I'm on Grindr, like, oh no, I don't talk to black guys. Like,
but if that was a straight white dude, you'd be like, you Trump supporting motherfucker,
right,
go back
right,
to your
right,
fucking
yeah,
trailer park.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't say that to a gay person. They're like, oh, this is a hate crime. It's like,
well,
no,
exactly.
You're a racist fuck.
Like, well, yeah. If you're gay, you get a pass. You can just say
you
no,
can just
no.
be racist or shit. Like, no.
Friends, yeah. I think we forget that there's assholes in every community. Well, every community has an asshole. Don't forget that.
There's five assholes in this room. Some of them are receptacles and some of them are not.
Oh my goodness.
No, I think intersectionality is lacking. I will say that Brooklyn, I think, especially, like, you know, I use Brooklyn as a very, like, I pretend Brooklyn is just Bushwick and Williamsburg. But, like, you know, I feel like Bushwick and Williamsburg have really kind of nailed the intersectionality. We listen. We there's a show, a fundraiser show every month called Wall Breaker at Macri Park, and we were raising money for the Black Lives Matter movement. There was two people of color in the show, and four Caucasian performers
for Black Lives Matter.
100%. Now, here's the thing, though, the Black Lives Matter people
were being
from
dominated by non people of color. Go
100%.
On.
100%. No, 100%. I will say that there were people from the organization that were there that were very happy to be receiving the money. The crowd is always pretty diverse. But someone came in and was like, well, where are the people of color performers? And, like, the fact of the matter is, like, they're not – the performers aren't being paid. So it's sometimes whoever you can get. Right. Like,
yeah. Trying to get some black people to do some free shit.
You know, I'm like, there's a lot of –
have you ever tried to get a
drag
person to do free shit?
Yeah. So you're asking, like, drag queens to, like, tuck your dick for free for a fundraiser. So at that point, you're taking
who
you can get.
Yeah.
Benefit shows are always a crapshoot. I was hosting a benefit show once for – it was, like, an anti-violence benefit show, and they had this poet performing, and he ended his poetry. This is an anti-violence – thing. He goes, what are we going to do to make all of this violence stop? Let me tell you, what we need is another dead cop.
Oh my God.
That's how he ended his thing. And then I had to get on right after him, and I was like, and of course, those dead cops will be brought to you by by no violence. They went painlessly in their sleep, everybody. He comes home and it's serene.
I always love when you see, like,
Facebook Live.
Now, I have can you guys stick around for, like, another few minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to take, like, a quick, like, 5-minute break?
Yeah.
All right. Before we do, I want AJ to give me props because I didn't realize that I was actually wearing my Tron shirt when I was talking about the original Tron.
Very nice.
So,
very
here we go.
Nice. There you go. He exactly. is wearing, hey, guys. This is Big Talk. So we are going to take a 5-minute break, and we will be right back. This is Big Talk and Brewskis. Oh, so, like, we're back,
That's
you guys.
Amazing.
This is Big Talk and Brewskis. I'm still Marissa Smith. We are back. We have a live question from Instagram, you guys.
Nice.
Rain's going to facilitate the... Hello there. Thank you for...
Yeah, if you guys have any questions, ask away, and yeah. we will answer them live on the air right now.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Very nice.
So, while we're waiting for a question, AJ, what were your thoughts on Puck from Glee passing?
That was extraordinarily bizarre. When he passed, I had just posted something. I had just posted something on Facebook publicizing one of my movies. So, like, I didn't want to instantly post something about this guy passing away. So, essentially, I started scrolling, and I'm reading and seeing that, like, people were, like, all the articles were saying a cast member from Glee passed away via suicide. So anyone that posted that, I started writing, correction, pedophile, rightfully kills himself.
Right.
And I was like, stop creating this narrative that, like, he killed himself because he was sad. He killed himself because
he
was going to jail. And sadly, only for 7 years.
Right.
So I'm like,
because they didn't find any children in his house.
Yeah. I'm like, you were partaking in pedophilia, whether or not you were actually touching children. You are letting people make money from getting children to fuck. You know, and I just think that overall the sympathy that has been given to this man, where if he was anybody else that got caught with, kiddie porn.
It was like thousands.
Thousands.
And
videos. He had 7 years. Like,
yeah.
And the amount of people,
and
like,
7 years isn't shit.
It's shit. It's
like,
nothing.
And if you get off for good behavior, like, it's like three
what
and a half.
Three years?
Is that?
Yeah. I'm like, we only get, you know, I mean, Brock Turner only got 3 months for fucking, you know, raping a girl.
Raping someone in the street.
So, like, 7 years, I guess, in retrospect to the rest of America is relatively good.
AJ, I'm going to quickly give you a pause because it looks like Rain Scott.
No, we do have a person.
We have a person asking a question.
We have a human being.
Please.
Hello.
All right.
Hi, who do we have on here?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for stopping by. So now, who is this? I think they're talking to you, but I can't see
I
that.
I cannot hear it.
Is your volume down?
It's no, the volume's up.
No, but like, Rain, can you read it?
No problem.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, and you can ask any question in the whole world, and we will attempt to answer it.
Oh, there's the sound.
Oh, there you go. We have sound now.
We have sound.
Oh.
Hold it next to your microphone so we can hear.
Do you
want to
plug it in?
Hold on. We're going to plug you in. 1 second.
Ooh, plug it in. Look at fancy.
Do you want
to
switch seats? Do you want to switch seats, Drain? So you can control your phone and...
I wouldn't hate that.
All right, let's
do it. There you go. Yeah. Thank you, Victor.
No problem.
Very nice thing. All right.
So,
Don't fart on my seat, please.
It's the same thing.
He said fart all the farts on his seat.
Starburst crotch matter.
Starburst crotch matter. Right. Okay, so Rain's in the rains, and we've got, hey, how are you? We got someone from Instagram. So, hello, who is this?
My name's Brooke.
Hey, Brooke, how are you? I gotcha.
I'm actually really good.
You're actually what?
I'm really good.
Awesome. Thank you so much for watching the show and being a part of this. Do you have any questions for us? I'm going to pan everybody here. You got Rain. Anything at all? We are completely 100% open individuals.
Okay. I don't know any questions to ask.
Okay, no problem. What are you...
I don't know.
Where are you coming from? Where are you calling me from?
That's AJ.
I think we have pretty bad reception over here.
We have terrible reception.
So we might have to just type in questions, sadly.
Are you on the Wi-Fi?
I am not on the Wi-Fi.
They have Wi-Fi.
I didn't realize that question was for me.
Yeah, they've got Wi-Fi.
Right. You might have to set it up and ask your fans to type in some questions.
For sure. All right, so this is what I want to do, because you're super amazing, but we have very poor reception. Send me a DM, and I will set up a private Skype with you, and we'll chat at some point. But I'm going to get better reception up here, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for coming in, Brooke.
Thanks, Brooke.
Bye, Brooke.
So I think what I was saying was about Puck. I think that a lot of the arguments I've been getting from the LGBT community about my kind of very public disgust with this person is that, you know, they're like, well, Glee was one of the first shows that really had gay people on it. And
that's
that was
so not true.
And I'm like, A, it's not, it's
will
not
that
even
true.
Such a lie. Yeah.
It's such a lie. It wasn't a good representation of the LGBT community. Like, it wasn't a bad representation, but
it wasn't
great.
It was very stereotypical.
I feel like the real world was probably, like, one of the...
Oh, hell yeah. I'm like, if this is all you have as LGBT media, then you just haven't looked for LGBT media. So many things. I'm like, granted, maybe it got a little bit more mainstream to the kids, but, you know, I'm like, this isn't something that needs to...
But there were only, like, two gay characters
There's
on
two
there,
gay
right?
characters.
Like,
and then they had, like...
It was, like, a completely gay show.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. So the idea that, like, because he was on some coming-of-age bullshit...
And I could be wrong, because I'm just a straight person, just commenting on shit.
That's right, you were born that way. You were born that way.
I was born that way. Yeah. But, like, I feel like, Will and Grace was, like, the first, like... network mainstream TV show to have gay people, even though there wasn't like necessarily like a gay like romantic relationship on it, but just like the first time that you're just like, oh yeah, no, like gay people have friends and they have parties and like they're just like everybody else. Like
yeah.
I think that like for me, like that was like the first show that I saw. It wasn't like, you know, reality TV, but it was like first, like, sitcom, like, real network primetime show that, like, showed, like, gay people that it wasn't, like, a negative light, like, oh, well, this is a priest that's living an alternate life. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, like, No, like these are people like that have friends and have family that are going to work, living their lives, that have like relationship problems and family problems, and they're just like everybody. Like,
I mean, I think I think Will and Grace definitely made moves. I think that it was good for its time. I think that looking
it's
at
not
it,
queer as folk, but like
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy was definitely like a door opener.
But I think a lot of the problem with the shows that we're naming, like Will and Grace and Queer Eye, they made us almost into caricatures. Maybe not bad caricatures,
but
like Will was a very well maintained character with a good job as a gay representative, but he didn't kiss someone on the lips till the fifth season. So as a gay show, to call
well,
it a gay
I,
show,
like I would like to argue, when was the first time you saw like an interracial couple kiss on daytime? Like
oh,
you
no,
know,
like
that's
a long time. To
I mean, still, it's like oh my god.
I mean, you had five seasons.
That's no sort of argument.
Like,
we also had it bad. Like everybody's got it.
Everybody's got it bad.
Everybody's
right.
underrepresented.
Except
friends
for
finally
six
have
white
like a
people.
Black
person.
Like,
do you know how many black albinos
well,
are not on TV? So many.
You've been on TV plenty of times. I'm not listening to you.
Yeah, I think
all right, my name is Earl. Go on.
Ooh, nice.
Victor gave me an eyebrow for that one.
Yes, I was on My Name is Earl playing the leader of an albino gang in jail.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, what was it?
That is so niche. I like it.
What do I have
really?
To do?
Really raising the bar.
We're going live with this person. We're about to go live with someone, you guys.
Ooh.
All right. Waiting for abstract alto dot dot dot.
Okay. Hello,
we're
abstract.
Connecting. It's happening.
It's
we're
happening.
Happening. We're going live with somebody right now.
It may happen. Oh.
Oh, there we go.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. How are you? Thank you so much for calling in. Good. This is Big Talk. I'm Marissa. You know Rain. That's AJ, Victor, Rodney. You know the crew. What are you up to?
I'm just hanging out.
Nice. Nice.
Nice.
What do you guys have any questions for us?
Well, in my community recently, we've lost several students to suicide, like just in the past few months.
I'm sorry.
And I was just wondering if you guys had any advice on how I could reach out to my fellow students and communicate that they're not alone.
Well, I think that I'm gonna be like one of those pass the baton people right now. But I've definitely, when I was in high school and college, we had a lot of people. Oh, I think we got low battery. You need to plug in though, because you're going to lose your battery.
Yeah.
But I think from like high school and college, we definitely had a lot of people that had been victims of suicide. And I think that the one important thing is to know that like today is not the worst day of your life.
Yeah.
And that if you can find like one moment, 1 second, one thing to like keep you going to the next day, to just really hold on to that. Like even if it's just something stupid, like your friend like makes you laugh, or like you had like your best meal or whatever. Find like one thing that can really hold you through for like the next 24 hours so that you can realize like, you know, something like yesterday was shit, but like today has a potential to be like the best day of my life. And I think that that's the problem, is that when people are at that moment where they think that like everything is lost, that they don't realize that like tomorrow can literally be the best day of your life. And that
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Do you realize you're not answering her question?
I thought her question was how to keep people from killing themselves.
What can she do
to reach out to people, let them know they're not alone?
I think it's to let them know that day is not the worst day of their life.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think that I'm answering it in my own way.
Gotcha.
That's fair.
I stand corrected.
I'm sorry. I wasn't on my, you know, my name is Earl, but like I've kept people from killing themselves before. And the thing that always was my go-to was making the macaroni and cheese. That has been my go-to.
Hell yeah.
It's like I make a great baked macaroni and cheese, but like it's just a little shit. That it's just like, you know, something, it's not the worst day of
your
life.
Worst thing.
You gotta get everybody together. Get people together. Yeah. Like do a drive, do a fundraiser, like just get a panel and just have people like talk about their problems. If you have multiple people, that means like it's affecting everybody. When one person kills himself, that affects everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you have multiple people doing it, then you gotta just get everybody together. Yeah. And it starts like with you. So you get everybody together. Sit down and get the people that you don't talk to. Get your friends. Just like try to get as many people together as possible. Sit down, talk about your issues. And remember, this is high school. Like you're going to get to college and then become an adult eventually. Like these days seem like they're hard and crazy, but like we all went through them and we came out on the better side. Yeah. So
I just want to say one thing is just like I think that definitely be open to people and try to be good to people as much as you can. But always remember that if someone has made up their mind and something terrible happens,
it's not your fault.
Yeah, don't think that you might have been able to stop them. Because if people have their mind made up, you can't. But I'm not saying you shouldn't try to help people. But always remember that if someone has their mind made up, there's not much you
can do. I think it's important to kind of remember that there's different reasons that people take their own lives. There are people that have made up their mind in the sense of literally they have chemical deficiencies. And it's something that no matter how great their life is, they're still going to sadly take it. And I think it's important to remember that, but there are people that can be saved with a little bit of help, with a little bit of assurance. People that right now, you know, suicide is up because we have a president that gets, you know, there is a specific correlation that is occurring that since, you know, the president was elected, suicide and hate crimes have gone up. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to continuously remind our youth that although he's the president and he doesn't speak for America, we had, you know, over 3 million votes for someone who might not be the most amazing individual in the world for president, but definitely wasn't a hate monger. And I think it's important to remind people that this time frame is temporary and that before any great movement in time, there is a lot of resistance. When, you know, my parents always remind me when I'm fighting the fight that when, even, you know, in the early 70s, when interracial marriages was finally, like, you know, legalized in the late 60s and the 70s when, like, people were, like, starting to see interracial couples, there was a lot of resilience, a lot of hate crimes against people of color, a lot of hate crimes against interracial couples because they know that the time when it wasn't accepted was a limited amount of time and was going to be phased out. So I think that it is important to, although shitty things are happening, to kind of remind each other that with any great movement, as people get scared because their way of living is changing, there's going to be great resistance, but those people will eventually either come around or die out. And I think that it's important to remember that. Another huge thing I always say to LGBTQ kids is, if you asked me before I was 18 if I wanted a pill to make me heterosexual and cisgender, if I would have taken it, and I would have. After 18, I legitimately feel bad for heterosexual cisgender people. I'm like, how boring.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. I'm like, I go.
Boring as fuck.
It's boring as fuck.
Hey, easy. See every person, every group as an individual.
No, totally, yeah, totally. But
as a cisgender person, I will say it's boring as fuck.
That's actually really interesting. I was actually asked that question in an article. They asked me, they talked about like if I would want to change being an albino, like if I could. And I said that if you asked me when I was 17, I would have said yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then as I became an adult and became part of my identity, I was like, of course I would.
Of course, yeah.
I think, owning the, and not necessarily the owning your differences and owning your weirdness and owning, like, I love the fact that I'm a full-grown man, and when I'm getting cuddly up with a girl, I get very puppy leg and very, very feminine. I get very cuddly. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to snuggle with you. Like, I get, but out, you know, and I've tried to suppress that for so long. And,
but that's part of me.
And now it's part of me, and I kind of love it. And, like, mm-hmm. when girls are a little bit, like, freaked out, and they're like, oh, well, you were so butch at the bar we met. And I'm like, honey, if you don't like this, like, then there's the door.
There's the door. Somebody else.
And that's
a lot of
the
motherfuckers that do.
Yeah, always remember, like, anything that you're going through is not something that only you've gone through.
Wait a second. You're like, it's your problem if you're like at the bar and you're like, you're like playing up your butch side, but then when you get them home, you're like, ah, bait and switch, baby. Ha ha, come get it.
Like you think that's okay?
Fuck, I had that happen to me last week.
But I'm also a sensitive lover.
He was so manly, right? Like, and then we get to his house and he's like, here, put this dildo in my butt. And I was just like, I thought you were a top.
We should all, I feel like everyone should just wear name tags at this point. Just like wear name tags and we all know what we're getting into.
I was going to say, just because I think that their question was about like community and how do you reach that community. I was actually just really talking with somebody today, and they're a really good friend of mine, and they were actually talking about how a person that they had broken up with because the person was suicidal, they're with them again. And they said that the sign that they knew that the person was going to be okay was when they started having future plans.
Okay.
They started making plans for the future, and that's what let them know that, like, they're not going to, they're not going to harm themselves, or at least that was their hope. It made me really think about, I work with the Trevor Project a lot. Project, putting it out there.
Amazing organization.
Great organization. For anyone who is feeling suicidal.
I will openly say I've called it myself, and it is an amazing organization.
It really helps you through. I worked with them a lot, and I realized, like, there's no just one way to either unite a community or help an individual or prevent suicide or deal with suicide. You need a lot of bits of the process. Yeah. You need prevention. You need processing. And then you also need acceptance. There are some people who just choose not to be in this realm, and it's selfish for us to make them be in this realm if they don't want to be in this realm. I mean, we want to try to convince them as much as possible that this is awesome. But some people, they just choose that this is not the space that they want to be in, whether it's because of chronic illnesses or, like you said, deficiencies, or sometimes they just choose it. And we have to take that responsibility off our plate, you know, in a certain way. But one of the things that I like to tell people is like, one of the best things that you can do is you can look up all the resources that confront all those problems and make them a part of your student handbook at school.
Yes.
Make them something that's on your bulletin board, and make sure that they are a part of, like, your, like, you know, morning announcements every once in a while. Make sure that those resources are out there. When kids get oriented in school, that should be a part of not only their packet, but their parents' packet. You know what I mean? It should be something just given to them. It should be the number to the Trevor Project. There should be a thing for grief counseling for if you lose a friend. There should be something that, like a student activities thing to allow people to know, like, what fun things are out there. Just knowing how to deal with the past, the present, and the future, aka how to, like, prevent suicide, aka, like, Trevor Project, how to help people who are currently going through the struggles, and then how to deal with, like, helping people plant, you know, opportunities for the future. Like, if your school doesn't have, like, a career counseling person coming in and saying, hey, you have the possibility to create anything, to do anything, you should talk to your school and be like, hey, you know, suicide oftentimes happens when people feel like they don't have a future. We need people coming into, we need people that come into the school that say to these people that no matter what you look like, who you are, where you come from, that you have a future, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I really like your answer, Ryan.
And anything I can do to support that, you let me know. I will absolutely do whatever I can.
Whatever we can do as a whole, like, you know, I'm 100%, like, I'll support Rain and whatever, AJ, whatever, you and your school and whatever. And I know, like, when I was in high school, like, we had a thing that I was involved with, which was called First Service. And basically, it was, like, kind of like, like, teenagers were the social workers for other teenagers. So, like, if you had, like, a friend that came to you that's like, oh, I'm pregnant and I need to get an abortion, I don't know where to go, you had a reference book of resources of, like, Planned Parenthood, like different doctors that would give like discounted rates or whatever that you didn't have to go to your parents or like, you know, if it was something like, oh, I think that like I'm feeling suicidal, like you had a list of psychologists and psychiatrists that they could go to or like, you know, like, oh, I think I have an eating disorder. Mm-hmm. And I think that living in an age where information is such at our fingertips, but nobody knows like where to go to get the information. Yeah. And like back then it was like literally like I had a binder and I, like people would come to me like in at lunch in the gym or whatever and like, hey, like, you know, like I haven't eaten in 4 days and I don't think I want to eat again. And it's just like, you've got an eating disorder, kid. Let me just tell you where you can call for an eating disorder.
And that's something you like, probably don't necessarily need permission. I don't know what neighborhood you're from, but I know that in certain schools, things like that, in certain neighborhoods are not going to be welcomed. But something that Marissa is speaking about is something that you don't necessarily need permission from the school.
Right.
Whereas what Rain's speaking of in a more welcoming school is doing like morning announcements are amazing. But if you can't because of where you're located, you don't
We're
feel
talking like, underground, yeah, down and underground. Dirty information.
Yeah, 100%. Like, if you don't feel comfortable going to your, you know, principal and being like, hey, this is some great resource. I mean, I went to a Catholic school.
I did,
you know,
too.
You know,
all
I,
girls.
All girls, yeah. but that's besides the point.
I mean, mine was. I don't know about yours.
What you need are 2 cans of like, spray paint, a bungee cord. And a good thong, and you are just going to go graffiti the whole school yeah. with a number to the Trevor Project. I'm just kidding. Don't
do that. Don't do that.
That is not sanctioned by the show.
And another,
so
I think,
cool. But, you know, I don't condone the. I don't know why.
But what you do in your own time is your own business.
Oh, God, a part of the Me Too movement.
Hashtag Me Too.
Oh, no, Me No, Me No.
I think what's also important to say, Marissa's thing, kind of being able to do it kind of underground without letting your, you know, parental
don't trust anyone
know.
Over 40.
Yeah, exactly. you know, also what's great about the Trevor Project, and I'm assuming what's going to be happening at a lot of the suicide hotlines and crisis prevention hotlines.
Trump is going to kill them all.
They're going to just burn down. No, they are doing internet live internet chats, so you don't have to feel like you have to, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're home and you can't pick up the phone to call the Trevor Project because your mom might hear. They do have an internet-based person to talk to you.
Which is great because sometimes you can't say out loud the things that you're feeling in your
course.
Head. You
of
know?
Course.
Yeah.
That's you feel huge. Weird. You feel uncomfortable, especially in today's age where, like, when someone
when
calls
I was
me,
growing
like,
up, we didn't have the internet.
I know. I'm like, now the phone rings, and I'm like, oh, what's happening? Oh.
Who died?
Yeah, exactly.
If you decide that, like, you want to...
no, mama.
if you decide that what you want to do is create, like a pamphlet or something like that of, like... numbers that people can call, resources, you know, for people who are experiencing or who have had someone who's passed away. Basically just a home care kit, you know. Let me know, and I will absolutely pay for them to be printed out. Like, just let me know. I will Venmo you, and we'll get them printed out. Like, I don't want to take up too much of your time this evening, but I just think it's so amazing that you're thinking about this.
And even if we need to produce a show to do it,
we
will do it.
Because
this is a great show, by the way. Because
like I produce comedy shows, and if we need to produce
a comedy show...
Thing,
sometimes comedy helps with
it grief, depends on how they kill themselves. But,
that is
you know...
Oh, my God.
But, like... No, comedy is not a joke. Neither is suicide. But like what I'm saying is, like if we need produce, oh, we lost her.
They're gone.
Damn it! Right. I walked someone else.
We were on a thing.
No, but I think I'm sure she's still at least watching or going to be on the feed or rewinding.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah,
anything that we can do, we're as a group.
But like
happy
if
I don't
she
know
comes
about,
back on,
you know, name of her own,
if we need to, if I
we'll
need
only take more, we'll only take more questions if you want off from this, if you want them.
Yeah,
that
like
was
do you guys
want
to go off of your list or do you want to go to Instagram or the list? You didn't actually contribute to the list, but I'm going to give you an option.
I know that I've been on your show several times, and I have never contributed to the list.
So we're going to Instagram. Instagram it is.
All right. Are we going to go Vampire Slayer, It's Chloe, Duh, Abstract, which we just did, or Nick's Chrissy?
Ooh. Vampires.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the link so that people can listen live? So I'll send it on my Twitter now and then say.
You mean the tweet that I linked you to earlier today that has the link? Is that the one that you're talking about?
Oh, we're connecting.
Yeah,
it's happening.
Sure.
Right
that
now.
Sounds fine. Okay.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, how are you? This is Big Talk. I'm Marissa. Thanks for tuning in live.
Yeah, it's cool.
I'm high on root beer.
I kind of have a couple questions, if that's okay.
Yeah, we love questions. Get on in here.
Drop them on us.
Recently, I've kind of been exploring my own self and my identity. And I live in a town that is pretty, a little bit on the conservative side, and they're not too good with sexuality and gender expression.
So they voted for Trump. Go on.
Copy.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I wrote a poem about a societal change.
Drop it on us. Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. Do you have it? Can you perform it for us on the radio?
Yeah, I can read it. If you want.
We would love that, right?
Yeah, yeah, no, please. Amazing.
All right.
Does anybody
want to
ask
it.
How long it is first?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Is this like an 18-page anecdote?
No, it's not super long.
This is not the Communist Manifesto, right? Okay.
Oh, easy,
it's
killer.
Getting published.
Hey, not every communist is a bad person. A lot of them think that if we all were, instead of saying you have to have a seat at the table, you have a picnic and everybody's on the ground, they would all be on the ground, but they would all be eating.
Yeah, but it would also be like 1,400 pages. That's my point.
I also don't want to wear taupe. I just don't look good in taupe.
Hey, not every communist wears taupe. I've seen some communists in some magnificent colors.
I'm just worried about how long, because communists are mad wordy, but go on.
Okay, you've been too Americanized. Okay, go ahead.
It's not that long, but if you get bored, just tell me to shut up.
No, it'll never happen.
All right, go for it.
It's titled We Want, We Need, A Manifesto for Societal Change.
I told you it was a manifesto. Go on.
I want a world in which kindness rules, a world filled with respect and love, a place where kindness leads society and its ideals. I want women, kind, loving, beautiful women, to walk in safety after a night out, heads high with the knowledge of their worth. I want little girls to grow up with confidence, to be free of society's brainwashed ideas of what makes them pretty. I want #MeToo to not have to be a national, no, global outbreak on mass media. I want women to go through life free of fear, fear of assault, catcalls, rape, sexism. I want women to lead their own lives, free of hatred for choosing what to do with their bodies. I want African Americans to live in equality, to be able to access the same things as white Americans. Free from fear of police brutality, racism, and nasty stereotypes. I want your skin tone to define how beautifully unique you are, not how privileged you get to be. I want our beloved dreamers to be unafraid in America, to know they deserve a place here just as much as someone born here. I want hardworking DACA immigrants who have no clue what a life in their birth country is like to remain unpunished for simply living their lives in this country. I want gentle and loving mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, free from the looming threat of being torn away from their families like a criminal in exile without any pity from the people there to protect those families. I want same-sex couples to be accepted, their marriage acknowledged and considered normal. I want transgender individuals free to live and be who they are, unafraid of demands to check their privates before they use their gendered bathroom. I want two dads and two moms to be able to raise a child without question of how their influence affects that child. I want young, confused teens to be free to express who they are without fear of derogatory terms like faggot, dyke, tranny, words thrown into their...
Oh, we lost them.
Poorly timed pausing. Mm.
Oh.
Really good.
That was amazing.
This is hitting. Yeah.
It was so good, was really and we good. Just lost
I'm
it.
I'm like, dang, this is what the radio is for. If they're still listening, I'd love to hear it.
I would love to hear it. I would love to definitely email the show or send it over to the show.
I would definitely publish it for sure. I think that's
definitely so important. Do a little, make a little meme out of it and send it around.
This happens with the Wi-Fi sometimes. It gets a little overwhelmed. So we will go right back to this person after that.
Yeah.
I mean, we had definitely have a very good gist of this, and if they can read the rest, it's great. But if not,
it's fantastic.
No, it's amazing. Yeah. Keep doing the poetry that you're doing,
And remember that you can get out of the area if you. We often feel that we are trapped, or that even if we have a way of getting out, that we feel that we have to be the one to educate and know that our lives are not.
I ran out of data. Oh, all right. Yeah, she's back.
Oh, very nice.
I'm back. I'm almost done.
No, please, let's hear it.
Please, go in. We were just saying, wow. Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you. I want Muslims and Christians and Buddhists and Jews to thrive, all kind and respectful of one another. Religion is like an art form, every piece different, but all sharing a common beauty. Love and kindness is the ultimate base for which religion is held. The vehement hatred and loathing of our cultural and religious diversity is heartbreaking. I want pedophiles and rapists and sexist pigs held accountable. I want men with power to respect the female form. I want men like Cosby, Weinstein, Spacey, and Trump to be held accountable for the deplorable actions, forced to face what they have done to so many innocent lives. It's time for America, the world, to drop the rape culture and wake up. I want equality for everyone, for we are not black, white, gay, straight, cis, or trans. We are human. We all deserve love, care, kindness. So love, love, love your neighbor. Treat people with kindness. Mm. Come together and realize that we are all deserving of life without fear. Fear of society's brainwashed ideals. Fear of society's racist and sexist culture. Fear of society's gender, sexuality, religious, and political expectations. We want, we need to get over the drive of hatred and stop acting like ignorant children. We need to grow. And it's people like me and you who can change the world for the better. Let's get to it.
Amazing. Wow. I know. We're snapping. I wish we had a snapping sound. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, thank you didn't see them, but they were happening.
They were happening. They were
thank you so much for sharing that with us.
And I don't know if you heard us when you got cut off. Please send that over. Like send that over to us via email or to Rain's Instagram. Throw that into the DMs, and we'll make sure to share it around.
We're
going to
share the fuck out of it.
Yeah,
share the fuck out of it.
That'd be so cool.
No, please.
I love
that. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 17.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, wow.
I like to know that the future is better than
17. Will get you 20, AJ. Go on.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that, honey. I didn't mean it like that. No, it's more like,
yeah, he did. Rebel Society.
Oh, nice. Very
nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's awesome. Amazing. Those are some strong words for a 17-year-old.
But you didn't come
amazing.
On here to read us this manifesto, did you? You came on here to ask us a question.
I mean, not entirely, no, but I'm glad I got to. That's always cool.
It was really important to hear, and we're not the only ones who heard it. Everybody else who's listening to the show heard it tonight.
And I just want to say that, like, a lot of times I feel, because I'm an old lady, and I kind of like lose hope in the future because I'm just kind of like, ah, oh, these kids, they're just fucking shit up. But like when I hear that, it really opens my heart, and it really lets me feel like there's a space in the future for goodness and greatness, and that if there's people like you that are going to be coming up in the future, that we're going in the right direction. Because like when I see people that are in their like teens and their 20s, like marching with tiki torches and they're pro Nazis, and I lose faith in that. But like when I see you, like someone that's like 17, that's also like, you're going to combat those motherfuckers. And I just want to tell you, whatever fucking ammunition you need, I got your back, girl.
Yeah.
Like 150%. I got you. We all got you.
You might be. Yeah.
The
you
future
might be.
Is yours.
I
want to
know what your question is.
She didn't have one.
You didn't.
No, they did. They came.
No,
she
said she had
a bunch
of few questions.
Yeah. They said but, they had a few questions.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. What are your questions?
Or at least a question.
Well, just a question.
To be fair.
Okay, well, regarding myself, my friend came out like a year and a half ago and started using they/them pronouns.
Get it?
Okay.
And at the same time, I was trying to figure myself out, so I didn't really know. But I like those pronouns as well because I don't really conform to female or male. I just kind of am who I am.
That's awesome.
And
I'm there with you.
Thanks. Yeah. But I told my parents about them, and my parents are like super sweet. I love them. They're totally supportive, but I'm like terrified to be like, hey, I kind of want those pronouns too, because every time I talk about them, they're all just like, you know, well, that's not right. That doesn't make sense. Those pronouns are weird. It's not like the grammar.
Yeah, people, everyone becomes a language major all of a sudden.
Oh, grammar Nazis galore.
I really think that people in general just have it the opposite. Like, people have the opposite in that like, most people, in fact, it sort of sounds like your parents are in the same boat, where they're like, oh, you know what? I have no problem with trans people, but I don't want to use those, you know, I don't want to address people in that way.
Not in my backyard. Kind
exactly.
Of
yeah. Like, yeah. Well, not even about the backyard. It's just like, they're like, I have nothing against trans people, but I think that, you know, I think that I shouldn't have to call them that. But the opposite should be true. It's harder, I think, to really support trans people. It's easy to call people what they want to be called. Mm. And your parents, in that case, are hypocrites, because when they meet somebody who's named Edward and they're like, oh, call me Ed. They're like, yeah, cool.
Cool, yeah.
Exactly. Call people what they want to be called. Fuck you. Yeah, call people what they want to be called. And it's not like you should be to your parents, fuck you, but I'm saying that if you think that it's strange that they're not willing to address people how they want to be addressed, yes, it is strange. You should address people how they want to be addressed.
But how do they tell that to their parents? Because that is a whole other issue.
That's
a
whole nother situation.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. Anybody,
like, how do you bring that up? How do you bring that up to not just like, because a friend, you could be like, fuck you. If you're my friend, you'll get it. But parents, mm-hmm. you know, this is a whole other, this is your stability. This is where you're living. You have to go back home to them every day. There's a comfort thing. You don't want them to spit in your food. I mean, there's like a lot of layers.
There's a lot of layers.
Or kick you out the house.
And that's a very hard thing to do.
I mean, it doesn't sound like their parents are going to kick them out of the house, but there's just more of like a comfort level. And in school, mm-hmm. a lot of the work is done outside of school. You know, when you go home, you know, sleeping, getting that rest, being able to wake up in the morning, feel confident about yourself, being able to feel good and that self-hygiene, it all comes from having a healthy environment. And, you know, especially if you have parents who have accepted you and loved you so far, you have a guilt complex because you're like, they put up with me and all my twists and turns to this point. And I feel like I'm about to ask something from them that they may not be able to understand. And I feel like I have already asked a lot from them.
So
it is impossible for me to tell somebody how they should talk to their parents. It's impossible for me to tell someone how they should talk to their parents because you know your parents better than anybody. Yeah.
Right.
However, I am trying to give you a seed of an argument which I know has worked on other people. Like, I know that when I've talked to other people and I've been like, it's the easiest thing in the world to just address people however they would like to be addressed.
Yeah.
And you do that when people, like, if someone named Edward, you want to call them Ed, you do that already. Like, it's so easy to do that.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
And I'm going to just like quickly like interject with that. And I think that the easiest part about that is like our parents are a vestige of the past and we are the branch into the future. Mm. So like I feel like if you're just like, hey, mom, dad, I know you don't understand this because this isn't how it went down when you were my age. But today, this is how people do this. And I feel like
that's really valuable because you're coming from a different age, you know, a different age bracket.
Yeah.
And it's actually like a lot of people, they've had their entire life to process their identity. And their parents are just learning of this identity. And they don't have the same time period to process it. And it shouldn't be like a do or die situation. So your perspective is super important because there's a whole different
generational gap.
It is. It's just it's literally a whole other
it's
language.
It's like banking
versus
online versus going into the bank. It's just like your parents probably go to the bank every week.
Yeah.
You probably bank online. If you were to say, hey, mom and dad, like nobody goes to the bank anymore. They're like, ha ha ha, you millennials, you're crazy. But
like,
if you're
like to see the money slide under the teller's side.
But if you're just like, hey, mom and dad, nobody like refers to themselves as he and she anymore. Like they refer to themselves as they and them. Then it's just like, oh, all right. Okay. Like, I think that you kind of need to let them know that it's like a generational gap.
Yeah.
That it's just kind of like the same as like nobody listens to like beta fucking CDs anymore. Like nobody has CDs anymore. No one has DVDs anymore. Everything is fucking streaming.
Well, we're talking about something that like identity oftentimes can affect sex and sexuality. And with a lot of people, they may, especially parents, they may think like, you know, they're thinking babies, longevity, grandchildren,
but
stability.
I feel like
you know what I mean. There's a whole other thing.
That she's a teenager, and it's like a parent of a
yeah,
teenager.
Yeah, you're gonna have children.
You could still have children.
Yeah,
you're transsexual.
You know that they've discovered how to make it so that you can have children just using skin cells.
Oh no,
this is a thing.
What?
Yeah, they just need skin cells, and now they can make children.
I also think something to remember with your parents as a trans male. My parents, you know, I have a lot of friends that go by they and them. My parents had a little bit of a hard time. They're very accepting people, very loving people, but they're from a different generation. And I think one of the things I have to remind them all the time is when they're like, well, no, we didn't know anyone that went by they and them when we were kids. And I'm like, okay, but they existed. And it's always important to remind your parents that just
nothing new is under the sun.
Nothing is new. Nothing is new. People have felt like you for decades, for generations, like there has been they and them. They just didn't have the language or the understanding that we do in 2018. For my parents, my mom will still refer to me sometimes as she, and I just stand there behind her and go, he.
Right.
He.
That's what I was going to say, that like it's always going to be an uphill battle.
Yeah.
Like,
it will be.
This is not going to change. You're going to be 40 still reminding your parents of this is what it is.
And I
got
mean
or not.
Some
parents come around. I'm just
some
say.
Parents come around, but it's still
it's
like,
yeah.
I got engaged last year and I had to like deal with like, oh, Rodney's going to have a gay
engaged?
Wedding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Are you still engaged, Rodney?
Married. No. it's a long story. You got to like archive the shows.
I'm not dropping it.
But just saying that like it's all for some families, especially super conservative families, it's not going to be like an overnight thing. It's going to be something that you're just going to
be
constantly
patient. Yeah.
Being patient and Every little thing, the little nuances. No, that's my friend. Them, like, all those little things are going to break
and
them
then,
down.
And then once you can, get out of there and move to New York City.
This is true.
I mean, you have to just come from a place of love. And you have to say, like, hey, right now I'm young and I am processing my identity. And this is where I'm at right now. And I know that right now the most important thing for me to do is focus on school and be successful at school. And I don't want my processing of my identity to get in the way of my potential future success. One thing that would be really helpful for me is where I'm at right now is I'm at the place where I feel like I'm, you know, I'd like to be referred to as they or them. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel more comfortable. And when
I
I'm referred to in that way,
I know,
and
I am
more comfortable. I feel like I'm able to focus better on my studies. Like I tell lots of people, just bring it all the way, bring it back
in trans people.
They change their fucking mind on the way here, all right?
But bring it back down to a practical sense, because a lot of times, like your parents may be already on board, but they don't want to feel like they're doing something wrong, and they don't want to feel like you're gonna, you know, they don't, they need things to be taken in steps. But if you turn it into like a I will do better at school. I will do better as an individual if I am referred to as this. A lot of times I've seen like literally like an 80 or 90% success, you know, rate of people just saying, Mom, Dad, I know this may be confusing to you, and I just want to be honest with you. You have loved me. You have taken care. Like, you have been awesome about this stuff, but I'm at a point right now where this is how I feel comfortable being identified, and I might be evolving over time. I know that gives them a little bit of hope that might be false, but you also are evolving over time. And you just say, hey, but at this point, in order for me to feel comfortable and to be able to be the best me that's me, I would really appreciate if you refer to me in these with these pronouns. And a lot of times parents will do that because they just want you
to
be successful.
You.
They want you to like get a job. They want you to have good grades. They'll support you. But I will warn you, they will hold you accountable if you're not doing well in algebra. Like, you better like be pulling A's
you
in
better
algebra.
Learn how to count, bitch.
You better get an A.
They're going to throw a jab and like, oh.
Yeah, you better be doing
she
geometry.
Got a D, huh?
Oh, a D. We are going back to she or he for D.
I thought they was getting an A.
But doing it and loving what your parents have loved you this far, you know, you're their legacy.
Yeah.
You're their legacy. They want you to do well. They're not against you, or you wouldn't be in their house right now.
And again, thank you so much for dialing in to the live feed. We love you. Best of luck to you.
Your poem was amazing.
Your poem was amazing.
Absolutely.
Please, no matter what you do, keep writing. Keep expressing. We love it. Thank you so much. And
update us on like what happens. With
yeah,
the parents.
Like follow us.
We're
all
here for you. If
on,
it goes south, we're here.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
got your back.
Thank you
day.
So much.
And your front, because the front's where all the good stuff is. I don't know about you guys, but like I feel like my face is on my front. My tits are on my front.
There's
like I got a belly button that's pretty
in
your rocking.
Back,
all of the great shit is everywhere. But thank you so much.
thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. And you know, good luck with everything. Keep,
yes,
writing.
Yes.
Keep writing. Keep
writing.
Never stop
keep
writing.
Writing.
Keep writing. We got
more
you.
Art.
Writing.
Art, yeah. art, art.
You're
art,
in a room full of writers. Keep
We're
writing.
All writers. Keep writing.
Keep writing.
All right.
Every day, all day. We're going to need to
thank
wrap
you.
This up. Matt okay. has been nothing but amazing.
Bye.
Letting us ramble on as we have
thank
been.
You Matt
thank you Matt so
Matt,
much
Matt,
Matt's the technician
so,
in case that's not clear that's
yes
like making
yes.
sure this is live and listen to a bull.
Matt is the man in chief right now. So before we go, I just kind of want everyone to tell us, what are your projects, where can everyone see you, where can everyone see you next, what do you have going on? I am going to start with Victor and go around. So, Victor Vernardo, where can everyone follow you? What are your projects?
If you want me to see me, I have a new web series coming out called I Think I'm Having Fun.
I think I might be on that. Go on.
You are. Nice. You are, and I think I'm having fun. You're already in there.
Awesome.
So, there's a web series called I Think I'm Having Fun, and... I can't tell you the details, but I do have a graphic novel coming out very soon, so that's also cool.
And congratulations.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you.
AJ Mattioli.
I'm happy to announce that Words, my documentary Words, is available on Amazon streaming right now. It's
woo!
Free.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's free with your Prime membership. Found out DVDs are coming out in June.
Amazing.
So you can catch it right now with your Prime, and then you can see all the extra features on DVD in June. And that's just Amazon Words, and Marissa is in it as well as Rain, with a lot of more amazing, more people
is,
with
is
amazing
Rodney
opinions.
In it?
No, fuck that guy. No, I didn't know. I didn't know Rodney
didn't know
at, the
at the
time. I didn't know you.
Okay.
I didn't know
words
you.
To
words
all up to.
Yeah.
Words to Electric Boogaloo.
And I think anyone that's called in or is watching right now can definitely benefit from the discussion that we had. This movie would definitely help benefit.
It's a documentary about identity.
Yeah,
so
it's
like,
all
yeah.
exploring identity and how different people identify and what that means to individuals. So I think it's very relative to the conversation and relative
to 2018 and the Trump administration.
Jesus, it is.
Fuck. Rain.
Hello.
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 What are your projects? Where can everyone follow you on social media?
Rain Dove Model. Rain like from the sky. Dove like the bird. Model like the person that like struts down the runway. Rain Dove Model on all platforms. And I'm about to go to NACA Nationals, which is a National Association of Campus Activities, and I'm going to do a speech there to talk on college, you know, campuses, which is pretty awesome. But something that's coming up that's pretty exciting is AJ and I are working on a project that I last talked about publicly here on the show.
Right.
And I said I was working on it.
And
it
now you
now
guys
happening.
Are working
it's
on
now,
it.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And yeah. it is
we
dangerous.
Break the news here.
Yeah, full pre-production yeah. mode right now.
I yeah. mean, yeah, we're working on a project that's called 7 Days by Society. What we're going to do is we're going to allow people to vote on the way I live my life for 7 days, what I eat, what I wear, what I do. And everything that they vote on is going to represent every day of the 7 days is going to represent, you know, the way that I live my life. And the seven pillars of what it takes to make us happy as deemed by a psychotherapist. So career, family, friends. We're going to see if society wants what I want for myself, or maybe they want better. Or if given the chance under the cloak of anonymity, would they ruin my life?
Do you
life?
Trust them? I don't know that I would trust them.
As a producer, I'm like, this shit's going to get ugly. Like,
I mean, some of the choices are like, put a Nazi tattoo on my forehead. I will do it.
Yeah. Can
but
I?
Not
can
like a real.
If there's no risk, there's no truth. And what I did was I
as
pulled.
As a producer, I'm going to kill them. I'm
I pulled
like,
don't
a bunch
put
of groups.
It in
hey,
there.
Groups.
Don't put that
no,
so hard
don't,
to
I have
control
to
them.
Do it. Here's the situation, okay? I pulled hate groups, I pulled support LGBT groups, and I pulled a bunch of groups that are neutral that are just like, hey, I'm living my life, and hey, George Takei, you know? you know, that kind of stuff.
George Takei is my spirit animal. Go on.
And I got, I asked them a series of questions. And I looked for the best answers, and I looked for the worst answers. And I looked for the things that were most commonly liked on Reddit, on Facebook, on, like, whatever threads I created. We have everything from, like, for food. Like, people are going to pick out what I eat for breakfast, lunch,
jelly
and dinner.
Beans.
Actually, jelly beans is one of them. As a breakfast food item, it says jelly
it's
bean waffles.
It's jelly beans.
But cat, ooh, hot cat food.
I'm down for that.
Hot cat food. Hot cat food.
Those are the Nazis.
All right, one another.
Cat food kind of smells good.
I don't know how far along you are, but I did something similar to this at one point. Ooh. And I'm going to suggest that you have a small council of people who can veto shit that might hurt you.
No, that's what we already went through, and no? We it's, do have like
I'm trying.
We have some self we do have some self harm things
get
in there.
In there and fix
some of the
this shit.
Some of the options for self harm are things
man,
like
man, you can do this.
Some of the kidnapper. Options for self harm are like flog yourself and slit your wrists because we know how to do those things safely, moderately, but they are really serious and still life risking.
Don't do
but,
it.
But our very last question at the end of the week, of course, everybody will know it is not a secret, is there's you vote up all throughout the week. And then on the seventh day, we ask only one question. We don't ask anything else. Just live or die. I'm not going to tell you what happens if you live or die. If you choose either one, I won't tell you if I'm going to kill myself. I won't. But those are the two choices of the last one. It's a very serious project. If there's no true risk, there's no truth. I want to have truth. I don't want to be safe about it. And
I don't care what
I'm
they
hoping
say.
I'm eating
you
sprinkles.
You cannot kill yourself no matter what.
You'll see.
You need to
you'll
come
see.
Back.
You'll see. I mean,
and I don't go to funerals, so
yeah, I'm
you
busy.
Can't.
My march is really kind of sad.
Yeah, what?
You know, there's like March Madness and shit.
It's not that
I
we
can't.
Don't want you to die. It's just that your funeral would be really inconvenient.
Really inconvenient. I kind of want to do a behind the scenes doc of your doc.
Yeah, hire Victor for that.
Me
he's
just screaming.
Just like all into it.
It's mostly just me screaming at Rain, like, no.
No, don't do it.
Big shout out. The whole entire thing is going to be filmed by Mattioli Productions.
Yes, it is.
Mattioli Productions. Yes. What? Yeah. I've been in a Mattioli production. It's called Words.
Yeah.
A film
AJ
about Mattioli identity.
He's the shit, you know.
I'm the boring straight person in it.
I love
so
your interview.
Boring.
Though.
And
your
don't knock
great.
Straight. Like,
thank you.
The whole entire knocking of cis and straight people in this is not fair because I think we have to look at people as individuals. Everyone has their own struggle. And like my dad, he's a Trump supporter. He is not the like best human being in the world. But you know what? For him, a hunting license is like a food stamp. If he didn't have it, he'd starve to death because there is nobody helping him. He is a cis white middle-aged man and he doesn't have any support because no one looks at him and says you're special and you're worthy. People assume that he already has it and he just doesn't. He's struggling and like it's hard to watch him. It's hard to send him money. It's hard to support him. And he's a teacher and he's trying to do good even though he's you know, voted for a shit dude. But the thing is, like, we as minorities, our biggest problem as like a queer person, our biggest problem is like as minority groups is that we have a hard time being seen as anything other than our minority. We are put in a blob group. We are not seen as individuals based on our individual merit and our individual journeys. And we need to look at everyone like that, even cis white men. We need to say, where are you coming from? Who are you? I want to get to know you. Because you know what? We didn't choose this shit. I didn't choose to be born in this body. It wasn't like, hey, you're coming onto Earth. And guess what? This is the world you're going to be born into. Hey, what skin color would you like? What sexuality would you like? What height would you like? Hey, you're going to be born in these borders. What do you think? I wasn't given that choice. I was just born into the world. Why am I being punished for something I didn't get to choose? No one should ever be punished. And you know what? We need to be the next evolution. Don't knock yourself because you're cis. Don't knock yourself because you're like straight. Don't do any of that. There's nothing bad about that. There's only bad actions. There's no bad people.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, sorry. Right. That was a big tangent. I apologize. No,
damn.
Rain has a lot more sis friends than I do.
That was actually a really informative version of a joke I do on stage, where I go, where I talk about being black albino, and I'm just like, I talk about the fact that, like, I was like, I went to God and I was like, hey man, how about you make me black, but not intimidating.
That's funny, though.
All right, you guys. So tomorrow I'm going to be at Otto Shrunken Head for Merriment and Mortification. On Sunday, I'm going to be at the Sensei Bar for Chris Hamilton's show at 8 o'clock. And the following Friday, the 9th, I'm going to be at Fashionably Funny at Broadway Comedy Club.
Hosted by me, Rodney Daniels.
It's going to be hosted by Rodney Daniels. Hey, Rodney, he's stepping in on my intro, and Victor's also stepping in my intro. I'm still promoting here, fuckers.
Oh,
just because you have a penis doesn't mean you own the room.
Easy killer.
You gave me red wine. What the fuck were you expecting?
That is true. So I own this. I own this problem.
I am Rain's problem right now. So
as long
you
as you're mine, I'm happy.
Okay, but I'm
wait. Weak. Rain interrupted you a couple of times.
Right.
Where is their condemnation, huh?
Love you.
We have a connection. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. You're fucking.
You're still
fucking,
Victor. You're still interrupting me.
Damn it.
So you can follow the show on Twitter at Big Talkin' Brew. Follow me on Twitter at Marissa Smith. The website, you can find us live, and we will post it on social media on Big Talk/Big Talk Live. And we love you guys. And I'm going to hand it over to Rodney, and then we're going to close it out.
Oh, shit. I'm hosting at the Broadway Comedy. Oh. Sorry.
This is like you're sitting on a big dick. Come on.
Me. Here we go.
Right. You see it? It's like they pull it out and it's like, that big dick looking so good. Want to suck it. Want to touch it.
And then we're about to it.
Oh. Busted a rhyme on you.
I totally would not do beatboxing. I you think guys, what came out of my mouth is moderately racist. I didn't even mean to. I just spit into the thing a lot.
That was so
it's
great.
Fine.
Oh, by the way, I have a rap battle show tomorrow. You wanted to be in it?
Absolutely.
You really?
What time?
11:30 at UCB East. You can come be in the rap battle show.
Oh, my God.
It sells out almost every time.
I thought you said rabbi battle show.
Rap battle. You want to do it?
No, I'm not rap battle this shit.
All right. Can we wrap this shit up?
We're wrapping the show up.
Okay.
This has been Big Talking Brewskis. I'm hosting the show at Broadway Comedy Club on the 9th.
Woo!
With fabulous Marissa Smith. You can follow us at BigTalkingBrewskisLive.com. And thank you for tuning in.
Yes. And remember, woo-hoo, you guys, Hicks knew everything because she's sucking that dick. Have a good weekend, you guys. Love you. Love yourselves. And follow us on social media to find out the next time we drop in on your lives. Thank you so much.